Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is 2:07, and we are keeping an eye on the breaking news we had at the top of the hour. We're hearing they're hearing artillery and rocket fire in southern Lebanon right now, and Josh is keeping an eye on that. And if we get an update from CBS, we will be breaking into programming, but we wanted to make sure that you had the latest on this international situation, and we want to make sure that you know the latest and what is going on. Again, they're hearing artillery and rocket fire in southern Lebanon, and we will bring you the latest on that as it develops. And I have to tell you that yesterday I went ahead and I bit the bullet. I was trying not to, because we have 5,100 streaming services at my house. We got Disney Plus. We got Amazon Prime movies. We got the Comcast with all the bells and whistles on that. We got the Hulu. We got all the YouTube Plus. We got everything. And because we scared, we have FOMO at my house. We don't want to miss anything. Netflix, we got it all. We have everything that you can think of. If there's a streaming service out there, we have it. And the one that I didn't have was the college football streaming, but I didn't need it, because I wasn't, not that I wasn't interested in college football, I wasn't interested enough to pay the extra subscription fee for games that were not being televised. I figured, you know what, I could just watch it on TV. I got the highlights. We got ESPN, we got Mike Max, we got Reggie Wilson, we got all these great sports reporters around town, Joe over at KSTP. You know, I'll just watch one of the guys that I know, or I'll see it on ESPN when after the game is over, until I start becoming a fan of Colorado. Okay, I want to see the Buffs play, right? And so I'm all the way Coach Prime, 110%. I follow him on social. I watch the games. But more importantly, I want to see the post game news conferences, because for me, that's it. That's where the magic happens. And so yesterday they played. They lost. Right. It was a friends and family weekend. I know way too much about the school. It was a friends and family weekend. The Aflac Duck was there, because, you know, that's one of the sponsors that he works with. And so the Aflac Ducks was at friends and family day for the Colorado Buffs. Right. And you know, I'm just, one of the things that I really like about Deion Sanders is the way he has motivated this team. And the way he has gotten these young athletes to buy into his system and how, you know, it's more than just about football. For a lot of these young men, he is becoming the father figure that they have never had. And then now the story's coming out about how he's been the father figure for a lot of young men. I'm watching, you know, ESPN and reading stories and, you know, a lot of, you know, Lil Wayne and so many other, you know, entertainers and athletes are saying, you know, behind the scenes for years, he was dad for them. Right. And so I'm like, how does this work? Right. Here you've got a troubled program just a year ago. Hadn't even been a full year. They won one game. You get rid of all the players. You get all new players in there. And now all of a sudden you are the hottest team in college football to the point where I'm buying subscription services so that I can watch the game and the post game. And even in the loss yesterday, that post game was the post game news conference that Coach Prime gave was still inspiring. And so I'm like, how does he do this week after week, right? How does this happen week after week where whether they win or lose, you're still inspired. You're still motivated. The message still comes. It is clear. These kids are sold out. They're working really hard. And I said, I got to talk to somebody who can break this all down for me. So I asked James Dreesen to come in. He's with Bullish Drive. He is in the studio. I can't thank you enough for being here.
Man, what's up, Shaletta? I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Well, you and I met when we were hanging out with A-Rod. We're not name dropping or bragging, but we just happened to both be hanging with A-Rod. And we sat together after, you know, hanging out with A-Rod, and we chatted long after he got in his limo and rode off into the sunset on us. But I just found out more about your business and what you do for a living, and I was so fascinated. And I thought, you know what? I need to figure out what's going on in Colorado. Mm. Why are these kids sold out? Why is the world watching? What is going on that makes this program, this coach, and this system so different than anything else out there? And I had to think about your company, what you've built, what you do, and how you analyze things like this. So tell us about Bullish Drive, and then we go all the way over to Coach Prime.
Yeah, absolutely. So Bullish Drive really came out of a vision. So I have an 11-year-old son, right? Mm-hmm. And he's an NBA fan. He loves looking at those role models and superstars. And we started recognizing a trend. So when athletes get to a certain level, they start falling into everything else that comes in with professional athletes, right? I mean, you look at players like Ja Morant. Right? Like an incredible athlete, But just getting into stuff on the other side, I'm like, man, how do we ensure that there are role models out there for kids like my son to look up to? And so just taking my journey that God's given me in athletes and music and psychology, I've been a therapist for 15 years. I'm like, there's got to be something here that I can do. And so we created Bullish Drive to work with young athletes to instill within them a mindset and just give them a foundation where they can succeed and where they can just come up and be role models of tomorrow's generation of superstars. And that's where Bullish Drive came from. And so we're very passionate about meeting with young, promising athletes and just instill them mindsets like Prime Mindset. Like
okay. And for folks who want more information, it's bullishdrive.com. Bullishdrive.com is the website. And, you know, you talk about instilling that and you got to start early. Mm-hmm. You know, it can't happen once they get the contract and once the money is there. This has to start early. How did you get a vision to start with the younger athletes?
Because that's where my strengths come from. You know, when I first started coaching, it was with junior high and high school students. And I approached it very differently. You know, I picked up a program from the bottom where it said it would be too tough. It would be too difficult. And it's exactly like what Coach Prime is doing. He's stepping in. He's instilling a different type of mindset within that organization where now other coaches around the country are gunning to take him out of the sport, out of the running. And so that's where I started. It starts young because in those areas of when you're 11, 12 years old, teenagers, you start developing your identity. And that identity is so important as you grow up and get older, because the longer you're within a certain identity, the harder it is to break away from it. And so that's why we look at young kids. That's why we want to do that. You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, so that when he is older, he shall not depart. And so that's what we strive to do. We want to try and help change, you know, narratives.
Now, how do you do that? Do you go into a school? Do you go into a program? Do you go into a little league? You know, there's some coaches out there. There's some parents out there who are thinking, this is what we need. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that I hate to see, James, is, you know, the fights between the parents and the coaches, or, you know, the parents and the referees, or the coaches and the referees. If everybody has the right mindset, then we can get to the game and the kids can have some good examples of what sportsmanship looks like, so they understand how to lose with grace and pride, and how to, you know, celebrate their opponents when they're doing a good job. So how do you do that? How does it work?
Yeah. So, I mean, like you said, we go in, we work, we partner with teams. We go into gyms, we talk with parents. I'm doing a parent coaching at the end of this month here, and then I'm working with they're called a parkour gym. So just athletes there that want to learn more about mindset. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's this very there's this balance you have to have, that sports is still an entertainment. It's still an entertainment type of thing. And so it's going to come with the drama and the emotions. And so as kids start moving up the ranks in sports, they have to also learn how to manage that and how to be on the right side of drama.
Yeah, because drama's coming. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be all rainbow and sparkle and sprinkles. You know, things are going to happen. You're going to be disappointed. But how do you handle that? And that leads us to Coach Prime. Mm-hmm. You know, it's friends and family weekend. All the celebrities are there, all the families there. And then they were right there, had a chance to win this game and lost it. Talk to me about, you just watched recently his post-game news conference.
I think the best part about Coach Prime is that he's very real. And he tries to instill this mindset. It's a difference between process and outcome. And I love that approach to things, because when you're in sports, when you're in music, there, you're going to lose sometimes. Like 80% of sports is going to suck. You're going to have to, you know, work out. You're going to have to go to practices. You're going to have to play those losing games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the process of how to pick yourself back up and how to do it. Another thing that Coach Prime talks about, and he mentioned this in his post game yesterday, is that he recognizes where these kids are at in their development of sports. And just being able to instill like that fatherhood that you talked about. There's this great moment a couple games ago where one of his players had a huge hit, huge tackle, took off his helmet, and Coach Prime went on the field and corrected him. But he did it out of a loving place. And afterwards he said, you know what, man, I love you. And he gave him a hug right there on the field. And that type of correction is the type of fathership that we need. Right now there's just so much authoritarianism in sports, in coaching staff. There's a separation. And something that Coach Prime is very good at is he's accountable for his coaching staff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want you to talk to me about why Coach Prime is just taking off. I want you to be the expert. I want you to help me understand it, because Nick Saban's been winning forever. You know, there's a lot of story, you know, franchises out there, LSU, our own, you know, Gophers in Wisconsin and Michigan, and but nobody's ever seen anything like this. What makes it different? It's a mindset, James says. We'll ask him about that next. It is getting hot in college football because Coach Prime is getting all the attention, and the other coaches, they got a little hateration going on. Just a tad. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I talked to my friend Steve Thompson about this, and he told me something that I had not thought about. It's not necessarily about the wins, but the recruiting. You know, all of a sudden now Nick Saban and all these other coaches, they have to go in and change their whole speech when they try to convince these young, predominantly African-American male athletes why they need to come and play with them instead of Coach Prime. That's not a speech that they had to give. That's not a strategy that they had to work on before today. James Dreesen is with me with the Bullish Drive. And James, you have to tell me, what is it about Coach Prime that makes everything so different, that is changing the game in every single way, the way he's coaching, the way he's going to be recruiting, right? Because this is just his first year. The way that athletes, young athletes are responding to him, what is so different?
Well, besides his history of athletic performance, I mean, he brings in just he changes the temperature of the room. He had this interview on 60 Minutes where he said, you know, have you ever been in a place where you're so clean that when people look at you, they have to check themselves? Right, right. And that's the mindset.
Okay. Right?
That's the mindset. He goes into a place, he has this beautiful balance of confidence, humility, and intentional execution. Right. So he comes.
Wait a minute. You going to back up on that. See, hold on. Confidence.
Confidence.
Humility.
Humility.
And intentional execution. You're going to have
That's
to break
right.
that down. You cannot pass that up. That's a whole sermon series right there. That is a whole weekend of empowerment. Break that down.
Yeah.
Okay. So we start with confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And confidence is often confused with cockiness, but confidence is backed by experience. It's backed by action. It's backed by just proving that you can do what you're doing. And he knows what he has to do. He's been an athlete. He's been a football player, baseball player. He's been on the corporate side. You know, he's run businesses. He has two sons now playing at this high level. Like, he knows. He knows what he has to do to reach and build athletes. And because he knows what to do, he doesn't shake on his values or his vision, right? That's a big part. He says, like, I know that I was called to Colorado, and that's why any other offer, he won't go anywhere, because he knows that he's called to this place to make something of it. And that's where that confidence comes from.
Okay, now we're going to talk about humility, because people think it's cockiness. It's confidence, right? Mm-hmm. So how can you be confident and humble at the same time?
Well, we used to say humble and hungry, right? So you can be hungry like Coach Prime and also have the humility to know that you're also still growing, right? Champions know that they're always in the process of growing. There's never too many wins, too many accolades where you finally reached a place. They always want to grow. And so humility is a piece of finding people who are going to always teach you and also being accountable for your downfalls.
Okay. All right. Now, intentional execution.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the first game, he had a great interview where they were just talking about, like, how'd you react to this? How'd you react to that? How'd you react? And he's like, we didn't react. Like, we practiced for this. Like, when we walked on the field, we knew exactly what we were going to do in every single situation. And that's the intent when you're in practice. You know, we say train hard so you can play easy in our business. So when you come in to work with me, we're going to hit some things that, like, anxiety or performance or just imposter syndrome. We're going to hit those spots heavy and hard so that when you go out in real life, it's a cakewalk. It's easy. You've already done the work. Now you just have to execute intentionally with what you've practiced.
Okay. And you talk about when we work, you've got the Bullish Drive. Folks can find you on your website at bullishdrive.com. And if you weren't here in the last break, what James does, and why I was so blown away by, we met after spending the evening with A-Rod. And we sat in the lobby as A-Rod rode off into the sunset with his entourage and his limo after he was kind enough to give us some of his time.
Yeah.
And we got to know each other. And I was so blown away by your business model, where you go in and work on the mindsets of young athletes, because they got that. They got that talent. They were given that. They were born with that. There's nothing you can do except refine that. But if they don't have the right mindset, they're the John Morant.
Yep.
They're the Ocho Cinco. Mm-hmm. They're the guy who nobody wants to play with. What's the guy's name? I'm looking at his face right now, and Terrell Owens. They're the Terrell Owens. You know, where this guy is naturally gifted. He has something. His body is freakish. You can't believe that it's happening, but he can't stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't keep it together. And you're thinking, you're making millions of dollars. It doesn't matter how much money you make if your mind is not right. And so you start working with athletes when they are young.
Yep.
And you start helping them to strengthen their mindset. Talk to me about this business model that you've created and some of the organizations that you work with, because if you are listening and you have a little league team, or you have a peewee league, or you are, you know, the team parent, you know, you really want to get James on board with what you are doing so that your team can start being a team. It starts in your mind. It starts, you know, with the way they think about themselves as well as their teammates and their opponents. You know, they are not, you know, some of these kids are playing opponents, but they don't have their mind right, so they're playing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing against themselves. They got that imposter syndrome. They self-sabotage. So many other things are happening if they don't have the right mindset.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, we work with a lot of different groups from different ages. I've worked with the University of Minnesota's rugby team. I've worked with King of Grace's basketball team and, you know, just all these different groups of, you know, athletes. And I go in and work with them. And then on the other side, if you feel like you want a little bit more personalized, I do one-on-one coaching as well, you know, from all different ranges of athletic backgrounds.
Wow. Okay. Now, how do people find you? You know, somebody's got a star athlete, but, you know, they're from a community that didn't support them. You know, they got a star athlete, but they don't have a dad. So they haven't understood or learned how to man up, not just on the field, but in life. And the last thing I ever want to see, James, and it breaks my heart, is to see these athletes, you know, like a Big Baby Davis or Zion Williams, have all this talent. And you know, when you, and this is the thing, when you are in high school and when you are in college, the coach shields you from life. You know, he shields you from the system. The team shields you from, you know, everybody knowing your missteps. But when you get to the pros, that's when you can tell who has the integrity and the character and who does not, who has the mindset to play this game and who does not. And it doesn't matter how much talent you have. If your mind is not right, you are not going to last. You're not going to make it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to make it on the sense of being successful and a legend. Right. The legends have the mindset. The legends have the willingness to fight and push through those types of things and surround themselves in a community with coaches that, like, mental performance coaching isn't new. It just looked different. You know, Michael Jordan had a mental performance coach. Kobe Bryant had the same one. You know, Tom Brady has a team of mental performance coaches with them. Like, all these legends that made it to the next level knew that their mental health was a big piece of their ability to succeed in this environment.
Wow. And, you know, it's so funny because we look at those people. Those are the same people that we idolize, that we look up to, that we say we want to be like that. And it's so simple. It starts with calling James. It starts with your mind.
That's right.
You know, taking your game, you know, up a level, up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, having that mental performance coaching from somebody like James, who is, you know, backed, you know, Bible based, you know, has the, you know, degree, has the certification, has the experience, you know, he's not pulling this out of his hat. 15 years as a therapist, got an 11-year-old son, and so many programs around the Twin Cities are trusting him with their young people to help them with their mental performance. I just can't thank you enough for answering the call. You know, you could have stayed at that little old stinky job. You know, you didn't have to leave and step out
That's
on
right.
faith and start this company so that you could get out here and help our kids. You know, you just could have kept it for your kids, and that happens. You know, but you look at the Venus and Serena. It didn't start when they were 23. It started when they were 13.
That's right.
You know, it didn't start with Tiger Woods when he was 21. It started when he was 2.
100%,
you know, it starts early and often and consistently. And so I just thank you for doing that work. And I hope that if there are coaches or team moms or referees or leagues out there who are listening to this show, who want to make sure that their kids, their athletes, their student athletes are on a firm and solid foundation, that they reach out to you. Now, how can they get in touch with you? Give us that website again.
That's www.bullishdrive.com. And there's many places on there where you can reach out to us.
Well, I thank you so much for reaching out to me and actually coming in the studio to hang out.
I love this.
Okay, so we got some pictures. We're going to put them up on social. Make sure you tag and like, and I'll make sure to tag you so folks who follow me can find you. Y'all stick around. We've got more to come.
Thank you.
I tell you what.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me tell you something. Social media is a game changer. I love it. You know, people say, stay off social media. Get those kids off social media. I tell my family, ask me to go off social media and see what happened to you. You can be homeless, in the foster care, looking for a nice family to love you. Because I have to be on Twitter. I have to be on Instagram. I have to be on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn and Threads now. Because I want to know what's going on. That's what everybody is. And I have just been so blessed being on social media. I won a whole RV on Twitter. Won a whole RV from Marcus Lemonis at Camping World on Twitter. He saw our family, having struggles, getting, on a plane with three kids with autism. And he said, you know what? I want you to be the face of Camping World, so that other families with autism can see you all traveling in an RV and know that that is a possibility for them. And our family has not been back on the plane since. I think we got on the plane once in 4 years since we won that RV. And it has just been a game changer. And so now my kids, they can go back to school with their friends and have an experience. Because before we would go on spring break and vacation and they come back and all their friends have been to the Grand Canyon or, somewhere and seen amazing things or had fun. And my kids are just sitting there listening, right? Because we're always going to see Paul Bunyan and Babe the Big Blue Ox, because we can't go too far because we can't get on the plane. Well, that RV changed that, and it would not have happened without Twitter. So I'm always on Twitter, either looking to get something or give something away. And so this time I gave away an opportunity because Jillian Hiscock, she's the owner of a bar of their own, was on there and she was talking about she is going to start a bar that exclusively shows women sports. I'm talking about the Minnesota Lynx, the Gopher softball. You talk about women's sports, and it is going to be shown at a bar of their own. Jillian, welcome to the show. And you came up here, got all dressed up for me, girl, put on your good jewelry so you can hang out with me at CCO in the studio. Is this your first time in the studio at CCO? Have you been up here before?
I have never been up here.
Girl, well, welcome.
Welcome.
Okay, now I saw you talking on Twitter about this. I immediately followed you. I DM'd you because I've never heard about a sports bar that exclusively shows women's sports. I'm going to just tell you, I've been in a sports bar with our champion Minnesota Lynx playing. And I asked the bartender to put it on the Lynx and I got pushback. I was like, wait a minute. These are the WNBA champions. We are watching a bunch of losers on the rest of these screens. Why can't we put the only champions that we had that year of all the sports teams we have up on this screen. And so it took a lot of almost jumping on the bar and you know, a couple of choice words before they finally put it on. But it was a fight to get the links, our championship links, on the screen. And so to be able to walk in a bar and that is what we get to watch. Tell me how this concept even came about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think your experience mirrors mine and so many other women's sports fans' experience in that whether it's links or, like you said, Gopher softball, even things like, you know, women's, you know, things that aren't as prominent on in our minds right now, but like volleyball, college volleyball is like blowing up. Women's soccer, blowing up. The Women's World Cup, we just went through this.
And we got the Aurora, hello!
Yes, I know, yeah. And it's so hard to casually become a Minnesota or a women's sports fan right now. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, it's not by default showing when you walk into a bar.
Yeah.
So after years and years of experiences very similar to yours, I heard last year around this time, actually it was in February of 2022, a woman out in Portland named Jenny Nguyen opened a bar called The Sports Bra, and that was the
can
first.
Can we steal her name? Yes. Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So, yeah, so she opened The Sports Bra in February of 2022, and immediately I was, like, geeked out about it and was like, somebody's got to start this here in Minneapolis. We have such a huge community of women's sports fans
You somebody.
Well, I am now,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, you somebody.
I'm the only one that drew the short straw, I think, on this one. But no, honestly, the support has been, the response has just been incredible. So I've been working on this kind of behind the scenes probably for about the last 6 or 7 months. And then just in mid-September, we launched publicly out into the world, both our social media and website platforms.
Yes.
And it's just been kind of going crazy since then. So we've had really, really great responses from both fans and teams and leagues and other places that are just really interested in getting involved.
Okay, you can find a baroftheirown.com. That is the website. Now, what is going on? How can we get to help you? Because you're talking about opening in March of 2024. You can't officially announce the location yet. I was hoping that you would break that news on my show since I'm the only one up here that didn't invited you. I would think I would get some kind of exclusive to say, hey, Shaletta, this is where it's going to be. I wasn't going to tell nobody, but since you loved on me so good, I'm going to go ahead and give you the sneak peek in the scoop. No?
My lawyer might not like that.
Damn lawyer.
No, yeah, we are working on a location. We're in actual negotiations on a location. So we do have a spot that we're picked out that we're hoping to be able to announce in the next couple of weeks. Right now we are doing a public crowdfunding campaign to raise awareness and raise much needed funds in order for us to open. So on our website at abaroftheirown.com, you can get all the information about the crowdfunding as well. Some cool things are some people that are like really excited to get stickers and t-shirts and things like that. You can do that by supporting the crowdfunding. And we'll also be doing a silent auction later in November with a bunch of really great sports memorabilia that's been donated from some local teams. And then also women-owned businesses around the Twin Cities have been donating some great items that we can give away and raise some money for the bar.
Well, I'm on the donate site at abaroftheirown.com. It says join the inaugural team. And I want to be a part of this. All women's sports all the time. A bar coming soon to the Twin Cities. The goal is $200,000. You've raised $107,000. Tell me what that feels like, that these many women are so excited to support you. Because, you know, girl, a lot of times we have these dreams and we have these goals, and it takes partnerships. It takes people coming together. You know, it takes people who don't know you, who have never seen you, that you will probably never meet, to say, I want to help. I want to be a part of what you're doing. And I don't know about you, but I'm just overwhelmed that $107,000 worth of people have said, I believe in you. I believe in this vision. I don't even know you, lady, but I want to help.
Yeah. Overwhelmed is about the perfect description of it. Yeah. We reached $100,000 this last week, which felt very surreal. When we set that $200,000 goal, it felt like a big reach. And we reached it in 12 days. We reached $100,000 in 12 days, which has just been unbelievable. And yeah, like you said, I think if you go on the website and you start scrolling through some of the notes that people have written, you know, you have women that are saying, like, I've been a sports player, you know, I've been in sports or something for 50 some years, and I've been dreaming of a place like this. And then you also have folks that are, a college friend of mine just donated recently and said, you know, she's donating for her two little girls who are playing junior roller derby right now. So mm-hmm. it really spans generations. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, sports brings people together in all ways and shapes and forms. And I think that we have for too long kind of forgotten women's sports in that, or not highlighted women's sports enough in terms of how it really does bring people together. And yeah. and women's sports fans, I think, in way too many places are just an afterthought.
Yeah.
Like you said, you got to go in and ask to get the game put on TV, where it's mm-hmm. like, can you imagine having to walk into a bar during a Vikings game and ask them to turn the Vikings game on? Like, can you even like physically imagine that? Like,
win or lose.
Yeah,
it's going to be on.
And it's right. going to be on 27 TVs with yeah. the sound on. And meanwhile, our Minnesota Lynx, like you just mentioned, were playing in game 3 of the WNBA semifinals not that long ago, and we walked into a bar 2 blocks down the street, and they had no idea the game was even happening, and it was going on right next door to them. So we're really excited to lift up and elevate women and women athletes, and to make it the default that women's sports are going to be who we're going to prioritize. Men are welcome. I've gotten that question a lot. This isn't just a place for women.
This isn't a chick bar. Right. We go to y'all's bars yes. and watch y'all's teams. It's not a men's bar. It's a bar.
Yes.
And we're going to prioritize women's sports. And you were talking about some of the comments that people were making. Thank you for bringing women's sports into the limelight. They deserve it. Cannot wait for a place to come to watch gymnastics in the NCAA softball and basketball. You know, so many people are just excited, cheering for you and this place. A donation from somebody who don't even live here. That, you know, it's just like these people from around the country are just excited for you. You know, this momentum you've built, you're going to have a fan following soon enough. You know, what does that mean for you to be able to bring this vision to the Twin Cities?
Well, and I think for me, as somebody who is so rooted in everything I've done in community, it's really uncomfortable, to be totally honest, because I'm not used to being a spotlight person. My wife will attest that I have to talk myself up before I get into any of these kinds of interviews, because this isn't my default. I would much rather be behind the scenes. But I feel so passionately about the community that is already exists for women's sports fans, but also that we can build. I have like grandiose visions of, you know, having the women's sports bar, having a bar of their own, be the location that, you know, local girls softball teams are coming in for their end of the season parties. And there's, you know, a bunch of girl dads that are bringing in their kids after basketball tournaments. It's really a place that, again, fans young and old can come together and enjoy being around people who have similar interests. Learn probably something new about a new sport, because like this morning somebody messaged me and said it's the Ironman triathlon women's finals today. If you're when your bar's open, will you show that? And I was like, heck yeah, that sounds cool. Like,
yes,
let's do it.
Yes.
So yeah, really making sure that that it's just a place that people want to be, and that community aspect of it for me is the driving force behind all of this. Is just wanting to have a place to bring people together where it feels inclusive, it feels family friendly, and it feels like everybody's kind of cheering for the same team, and that team is uplifting and supporting women.
Well, I can't wait. I want a seat at the bar, and I can't wait to just come in and lick the whole side of your face. I'm going to be so excited to have a bar of our own. It's called A Bar of Their Own, coming to the Twin Cities sometime in March of 2024. You can go on the website to make a donation to be a part of this. You don't want to hear about it. You want to be about it. Now is the time to go on the website, make a donation, subscribe, follow them on all their social media channels so you'll know on opening day where you need to be. Miss Jillian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It is 2:52 and Steve Thompson is not coming up, but don't go anywhere because Chris Tubbs is here. Chris, this is so exciting. I get to be here and watch you do the show and then listen on my drive home. Tell us what you got coming up, brother.
Well, obviously, we're going to kind of do things to Stevie T way because Stevie T is pretty good at his job.
Oh, and, my God. You know, he's amazing.
He undersells himself.
He does.
Steve Thompson is absolutely amazing.
He is.
So we're going to have some college football scores as normal. We're going to check in with Daniel House about the Gopher football squad because it's a week off. They're licking their wounds after a really bad loss against Michigan. Now, Michigan, a good team, but we'll talk about, you know, the state of the Gophers and what's gone wrong so far, because I think we could all say it's been fairly underwhelming in several facets. Going to talk with David Amatrano from Midwest All-Star Wrestling. They've got a big charity show coming up in about a month, and I'm excited to talk to him and kind of spread the word about the good that they're doing and you know, trying to pay it forward the best that they can. So we've got that. I want to ask J-Lo and Josh a little bit about Halloween food. I know it's Sports Saturday, but I mean, let's be honest. You can talk about Halloween cereal and sports, right? I mean,
okay. This is what I want to know. I saw a story in USA Today that really upset me, and I had to talk a little bit about it earlier in my show. But they're touting, you know, healthy candy for Halloween. I'm like, this is not the time.
No,
this is not the time for healthy candy. This is the time to let the kids be kids.
Let kids be kids. Yeah, you want the. You want the candy bars, right? You want the big Snickers or the Reese's Pieces. Like, nah. I, the worst thing you want as a kid, if you go up to somebody's house and they give you an apple.
That's what I said. We had one lady to give us a banana and a lecture one year about.
Was it in that order?
We got the banana, and I knew the lecture was coming, so I braced myself. And the kids thought, you know, because it's trick or treat. So they were like, ha ha, this is so funny. Where's the candy, lady? Stick them up. And so then the lecture came about what candy does to your teeth and how sugar's bad for you and too much sugar. And so I felt real judged as a parent. But I also think if you're not going to get a kid's candy, turn the damn light off. Close the blinds.
Right, yes.
And just don't participate. But don't wait for me and my kids to show up with a lecture and a banana, because this is not the time. You know, if you want to be a nutritionist, go get a job at the Hy-Vee. But Halloween night, when we are looking for candy, is not the time for you to pass judgment on me as a parent and try to educate my kids about eating healthy fruits and vegetables. That's my job.
Yeah, I want to be that house that has the really good candy.
Me too.
Like, I want to be just like, I want to go to their place. Like, I love handing out Halloween candy. I do. I love it when the kids come to the, you know, they knock on the door and they have their costumes and everything. But you notice how Halloween, though, goes against everything that we tell our kids throughout the course of the year. Never go up to strangers' houses. Never take candy. Never engage in them directly. And what are we telling them on Halloween? The complete opposite. And if you don't get that, then we feel like those people have failed our kids.
Yeah.
And we take it personal.
We do. Because that's exactly what we tell them. Go up to that house. Who is it? I don't know. Knock on the door.
Just see if they got candy.
At night?
Yes.
At night.
Yeah. And it's not like you're going up there with them. Like, you're staying away to make sure. And it's like, you know, you're sitting there lurking. Shadows.
Oh, man. I'm in the car if it's cold. I'm not even lurking. I'm in the car trying to stay warm.
You got that heater turned up.
I don't even get out of the car. But I'm with you, though. I want to be the house that has the best candy. I'm competing with people, and they don't even know we're in competition. Like, I'm going to get, like, the fun size, you know, white chocolate with, you know, the whole, I want the fun size chocolate stuff, but the big bags of the other stuff.
Do you ever get the stuff that, if you have some left over that you're going to like?
I only get that.
Because you got to get stuff that you're going to like.
Yeah, I only get that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but the stuff that I like the most is what I put out last. So Twix is my thing.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Have you gotten into the, I think that's a Vanita bowl of candy?
Yes, it's almost gone.
Is it?
When I came in here, it was really high up. But then Laura Oaks messed me up because I was on my 511th Twix out of the bowl of Halloween candy here in the WCCO studio. And I was going through Facebook during a break, and I saw that Laura was talking about eating a healthy bowl of quinoa salad, and she had cucumbers and tomatoes on them. And
I've had that. That's really good. But
I sent her a text and said I was just about to eat a Twix. So if you look in the trash can next to me, there's 511 empty Twix wrappers and one Twix that I had just opened. I got bit out of, but it's because she made me feel bad about it.
I got judged by our cleaning lady the other night because I was going through Almond Joys. I was like stress eating during the twins. She looked at the garbage. She's like, a lot of candy wrappers. I'm like, yeah, that was me. But I figured nobody else wanted Almond Joys. And then Henry's like, I would have eaten it. I'm like, well, I thought I was doing everybody a favor.
That is him. He is next. Chris Tubbs. We'll see y'all next weekend.